You're not going to be in the will of God. Not 100%. You're not going to be in his perfect will. You can't get there without praying. There's so many scriptures on prayer in the Bible. Everything that God's ever done in the earth, he did it through somebody praying. Or somebody that he could talk to. Hallelujah. When you don't study the word of God and pray daily, the risk of being deceived by the devil increases significantly. And you will more than likely embrace moral values and worldly mindsets that don't honor God. That's what's going to happen to you. If you don't make prayer a priority and you don't make the word a priority in your life, then you will drift off into worldliness. Worldliness is a spirit that corrupts and defiles our character, our judgment, and our morals. This spirit turns people away from the truth by making sin appear glamorous, attractive, appealing, prosperous, pleasurable, promising, powerful, satisfying, rational, and reasonable. That's what that spirit of this world will do to you. It'll make you rationalize and reason everything. And you will abandon the word of God and what it says, and you'll start making up your own laws and your own rules about how you're going to live. That's what will happen to you. 1 John 2:15, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. The Bible says we hadn't received the spirit of this world. I got the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of this world. But there is a spirit of this world. Satan is the god of this world, and there is a spirit of this world that can get in you. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world. That means don't be shaped by it, adapted to it. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, that worldly spirit will lead you away from the will of God, where you can't distinguish or properly judge what's right or wrong. You have a lot of gray areas. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with this. I don't see nothing wrong with that. It's dangerous to rationalize sin and say, it's not really that bad. It's not that bad that I lie a little bit, sleep around a little bit, shack up a little bit, cheat a little bit. Everybody's doing it. It's all right if I gamble a little bit, have a beer or two. There's a deception in alcohol. Read Proverbs. Well, a beer or two ain't gonna matter. Where'd you get that from? All right, did you find that in the Bible? A couple of bills don't matter? Well, that's that in the Bible. See, you adopt mindsets that don't line up with the word. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter if I use my tithe to buy new furniture. God understand. See, you rationalize and reason everything out. Well, the Lord understand. Really? Amen. It means what he says. God doesn't care that I'm gay or lesbian or homosexual or cross-dresser. God don't matter. He loves everybody. Yeah, he does. I agree with you on that point. But I ain't never found where God loves sin. The Bible says about Jesus that he loved righteousness, and he hates iniquity. He hates it. He hates sin. And if you live in a holy life, you'll hate sin too. But see, all these mindsets, see, this world got its own philosophy, its own financial system, its own way of doing things. The world has got all that going for it. Its own economy, its own entertainment. And you can get sucked into that. I'm going to tell you, the world is a broad road that leads to destruction. Yes. And you can agree with the world and find yourself an enemy of God. The Bible said, he that is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I don't want to be God's enemy. I don't want to be on the wrong side. I remember people on my job would happen, they say, Greg, how the world treating you? And I say, oh, man, good. And one day the Holy Ghost convicted me. He said, the world's good to you, huh? Then them scriptures that I've been reading came back to me. He that's a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Love not the world. Because if you have the love of the world, then you don't have the love of the Father in you. And so I started changing that. And I said, you know, me and the world don't get along good at all. How the world treat you? Not good at all. The world ain't doing nothing for me. My blessing come from God. Look at Ephesians 5, verse 3 through 6. Let me tell you this while you're turning. If you give a little bit of yourself to the world, then you can't give yourself wholly to God. God wants your whole heart, not a part of it. Ephesians 5, 3 and 6. Now, these are mindsets and lifestyles and habits that people develop that are not godly, that people are deceived by these things here. And look what Paul said in Ephesians 5, verse 3. He said, but fornication and all uncleanness. Everybody know what fornication is? Fornication is one word that covers all sexual sin and immorality. Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, that means greed. That means the love of this world, the love of money. Let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know. Now Paul said, now look, y'all supposed to know this. That no whoremonger, that's a male prostitute, nor unclean person, that's anybody involved in any type of sexual sin, nor covetous man, that's greed. That means that you have idols in your heart. That means that there's things in your heart that you put before God. That's what it means to be covetous, that you have a desire for things above your desire for God. Covetous. Nor covetous man who is an idolater. See, covetousness is going to lead you into idolatry, putting things before God. Have any inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ. He said, people that live these lifestyles don't have an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Then he said this. Let no man deceive you. Lead you away from this truth. Let no man deceive you, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. He said, these are the things that cause God's wrath to be poured out. I know we're under grace, but God still did, he still has, there's wrath. The wrath of God is still in the new covenant. It ain't all just grace. Thank God for grace. I want to be in the grace. I want to stay in the grace. But you can get on the wrathful side of God too. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Listen at this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, don't you know the unrighteous shall not inherit God's kingdom? All right, the unrighteous here, I believe, is unsaved people. How many of you know unsaved people not going to inherit the kingdom? Right? I mean, if you don't believe in Jesus, he don't have any inheritance in the kingdom. He has forfeited his inheritance, even though Jesus died for him to have an inheritance. Right? But what does the next line say? Be not deceived. Now I believe he's talking to Christians. He said, we know that the unrighteous don't have any inheritance. He said, but don't you be fooled. Don't you be tricked. Don't you be led into error. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men with women-like characteristics, homosexuals. Nor extortioners, that's con men. Liars, manipulators, moochers, shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, don't be deceived. These people ain't going to get it. People that embrace immoral lifestyles and worldly living, they're not going to inherit the kingdom either. And look at what the next verse says. And such were some of you. Which means you have changed. That you might have been one of them, but you're not that anymore. Amen. This is people that's been born again. I can find myself in that list. How many find yourself in the list? I found myself in the list, but I ain't that no more. See, I don't say, if I was an alcoholic before I got saved and got delivered from alcohol, I wouldn't keep calling myself an alcoholic. If I was a drug addict before I got saved and delivered from drugs, I wouldn't call myself a drug addict. Like the world will label you, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Once a drug addict, always a drug addict. They won't ever let you break the chains of your past. But it's not so in the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise God. That's a victory right there. Glory to God. I ain't a fornicator no more. Hallelujah. I'm not an idolater anymore. I had idols in my life. I had things I put before God all the time. I wasn't a person that prayed. I was in sin. But I ain't that no more, and neither are you. Everybody, tell your neighbor, say, I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. In the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Every day.